Fire ants continue their march. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Colby Paul. It sure is hot outside this time of year, and here's a hot topic that might make you hotter. Dr. Karen Vail with UT Extension says over half the state is currently affected.
We have over 56 counties, I believe, that are currently quarantined for fire ants. And when we say quarantine, that means the Tennessee Department of Agriculture and the USDA have decided that the fire ants are established in an area. And so over 56 counties are completely or partially quarantined for imported fire ants.
Dr. Vail says, unfortunately, fire ants are here to stay, and there's not much of a chance of eradicating them. But researchers are continuing to work on management techniques.
We will always be managing fire ants. They're here. They're established. We're not going to find a silver bullet to make them go away, but we can manage them. We do have the tools to do that. For homeowners, about twice a year, late spring, early fall, can broadcast bait for fire ants. After you broadcast your bait, if you have certain mounds that are in the way, you can come back and treat those mounds individually. We'd like to do this about a week or so after the broadcasting.
Fire ants continue to cause all kinds of problems for homeowners and farmers. They've been known to short-circuit electrical systems, such as air conditioning units, city street lights, and even airport runway lights. And for farmers that are cutting hay or have cattle in the field, there are only a few control measures recommended.
You're very limited in what you can do. The products that are registered to control fire ants and pastures are very limited. We have about four baits, Amdro Pro, Extinguish, Extinguish Plus, and Esteem. And those are the only baits that can be broadcasted on a pasture. Most people don't realize that there's certain use sites on an insecticide, and they think they can use any product on their pasture as long as it says for fire ants, but that's not true. You're very limited.
For more information on controlling fire ants, you can go by your county extension office or log on to fireants.utk.edu. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Colby Paul.